and the water comes off of that ridge.
That neighbor's name is Bruce Dieterding, and he's giving me the grand tour of the area around what used to be an open expanse of clear water that sits just to the west of U.S. 27 along the southwestern corner of the larger Lake Jackson. Although virtually unknown outside the immediate neighborhood, it's a place thousands of motorists drive by every day.
Capitol Circle starts up there and goes right down here. So it's all along that side of it. On this side, there's a housing project with nice, lush, you know, manicured yards, and fertilizer and other stuff rolls off of there.
And that, Dieterding says, in addition to many years of drought, is the cause of most of Little Lake Jackson's decline over the years. All the runoff-borne nutrients and other pollution sparked a relentless growth of hydrilla and other invasive plants that replaced most of the free water with thick mats of vegetation. About 18 years ago, Dieterding, who then worked for the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, tried to reverse the situation. He cleaned up part of the lake bottom and enlisted the State Division of Forestry to do a controlled burn of the uprooted plants. Leon County quickly slapped him and the division with a fistful of code violations.
The county's never really done anything except use it as a drain pond. And I think that's really why they, you know, in retrospect, that may have been why they were concerned about me doing anything down here, because they don't really want that to come to light. But they haven't really pursued me. This time they haven't at all. They've been cooperative. As I say, they charged me for a permit.
And Dieterding has managed to enlist the help of other area residents to the latest lake restoration effort, despite the neighborhood's modest circumstances.
But most of these houses are either rental houses or single family residences they're blue collar people, a lot of them. They're all on board with it. Some of them are able to contribute and some are not.
In the past few years, Dieterding says those contributions have totaled an impressive sum.
I'd say it's been probably over $20,000, I know. The harvester that went out there and everything, as I said, it was $100 an hour. And I think together, several of us homeowners threw in on that. But still, we were paying like $4,000 a piece.
Those efforts have had an impact. There are now expanses of open water where masses of plants once choked the 25-acre lake bottom. Best of all, Dieterding says, wildlife is slowly returning.
This is a haven for wildlife, and it always has been. And I'm not just talking about what you see on top. I'm talking about things that are underneath, too, that we can't see all the time. There are, otters out here. Fish, there are other things in just this little section, in just this short period of time.
Dieterding says a lot more needs to be done.
We do want to get the harvester back when it gets deeper and first build a channel to the deep water and then go out from there. And, there are aquatics, weed killers and things like that that we can use, but you just can't, it's too wholesale at this point. And, you don't want to use massive amounts of that stuff, even though they say it's environmentally friendly and everything, and it doesn't affect the wildlife.
And as far as the vision he and the neighbors have for the ultimate future of Little Lake Jackson?
I'd like to see a sandy bottom lake like it was. I'd like to see a lot of this input on here from the county's efforts, if they're not efforts, the county's negligence. I'd like to see it like it was in the 50s, and I don't know why it can't be. Certainly with the efforts of the people around here, we're approaching that again.
Harkening back to the early days of the Republic when, if there was no government to do something that needed done, folks got together and did things on their own. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.